We go on the couch with psychotherapist Frank Rubino on the Lucianne Lantz Show, 1290 WLBY. Well, you're going to love this topic today, Frank. Psychotherapy, help or a crutch? Let's start by talking about what is psychotherapy exactly?
Sure. Psychotherapy is an experience that people have with a therapist, a psychologist, or other type of a mental health professional. And it's a working through of issues, of traumas, of pains, of addictions, of whatevers, through the process of talking and discovery, self-discovery, and working through these issues, with the absence of things like medications. This is all talk therapy.
Why can't we just talk to ourselves?
No, that's a great question, and I think we do. I think we do talk to ourselves. The problem is that. Well, sometimes we answer ourselves. That could be an issue. But we tend to see things from our own perspective, and we wind up as an echo chamber in our own mind without the ability of somebody who has a knowledge of mental illness and certain techniques to help to resolve those issues to be able to reflect something back to us.
Do you think that psychotherapists have heard it all? Is there ever a moment when someone comes to you and they've got some issue that you've never been presented with before?
Sure. I think that happens. I think even people who have been doing it for a long time get surprised to hear something new. And that's okay, because that's usually related to many, many other things that we've seen. It's usually just a degree of something else. But occasionally something new pops up. Sure.
So when you say, is it help or a crutch? Are you saying that perhaps some people rely on it too much?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Lucy. And yes, I think there are times, and I would say this is very true of a more modern psychotherapy, that it has turned into, for some people, a cheerleading session. So a person finds their psychotherapist, I'll use air quotes for that, who comes in, and that therapist is nothing but cheerlead. No matter what that person says or does, it was the right thing, and they're a victim the whole time, and help play this role for them, so that person never really wants to leave therapy. This becomes almost a friendship, the patient and the counselor, and I think that's where therapy can become a bit of a crime.
So I think you might be right about that, because I have friends who constantly are talking about, oh, I have to go see my therapist. Oh, my therapist. You know, it seems like they rely on that person rather than gaining from it week after week to hopefully get to a healthy point in their life.
Well, and that's why when I see people initially or whatever, I tell people, look, my goal is not to retire off of you. My goal is for you to be at some point, never need to talk to me again. That's my goal for them for therapy, is to get them well and get them off on their own, living their lives. So that sort of need, and sometimes the dirty little secret with therapy is sometimes the therapists feel that connection and they don't want to let that go either. That's not right.
Wow. So how do we prevent that from happening?
Well, some of that is recognizing that our culture has sort of made this it's almost tailor-made for therapy these days to have it become a bit of a crutch, because the therapy becomes all about the individual. It's me for 45 minutes. And I'll say this about it. What was the last time you had somebody hanging on your every word for the better part of 45 minutes?
Good point.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And so it can be kind of intoxicating in that way of having someone who just listens and concentrates to every word that you say. That's a really, boy, that can be a really powerful experience for people. So I would say that you don't want to get too comfortable with that feeling. I always say that for therapy, if it's not hard and a little bit painful, it's probably not good therapy. And so you should be doing the work in there. It's kind of like if you're exercising and you never get tired, it's probably not good exercise.
And yet I know people who, they want a therapist to validate what they think they already know.
Yes, go get a publicist if that's what you want. Pay somebody. someone who will tell you you're the greatest and come up with all kinds of nonsense for you, but it shouldn't be a therapist. And so I think for some people that therapy becomes that, and they rely on that. They rely on their therapist who's, in their opinion, never going to challenge them on anything. And I think that is not healthy.
So you want a therapist who is going to tell you the truth. Why is it, after all the schooling that psychotherapists go through, that isn't a foregone conclusion?
Well, it's not always about telling them the truth either, because what is the truth? The way that I see it is the truth, not necessarily. So really, for my purposes, it's more about helping them gain insight, and they can come to their own conclusions by themselves. They don't need me to tell them. That's no more than, you know, Dear Abby could do that for them.
Yeah.
Right. They don't need me for that. A part of that is to help is me helping uncover some things that maybe they're too close to see. I like it this way. I had a professor in college when I was in grad school who said that, you know, we don't walk hand in hand with people. We merely walk along and shine a light, and it's up to them to either follow it or not. So we don't take them by the hand and force them down one road or another. That's not therapy. That's something different.
When does a patient know that he or she is ready to walk that path alone?
Yeah. Well, first of all, they begin to feel more confident with it. They begin to have their own insights. Their symptoms are resolving. And that's a good indicator, is when the symptoms are starting to go away and the goals that they set in the very beginning of it are measurably starting to become met. And sometimes, this is actually very true oftentimes, is that the goals that someone sets in the beginning of therapy isn't really the overall goal. It's what they could tolerate at the time. And so sometimes, oftentimes, there are other goals there that we kind of uncover as we go on, which is okay too.
So whose responsibility is it to know whether the psychotherapist is helping or is serving as a crutch? Is it the patient or the psychotherapist?
Lucianne, what a great question. Were you in my graduate school class? Is that what,
no, but let me tell you, after all these years we've been together every week on the show, I've learned a lot from you, Frank Rubino.
Well, that goes both directions, but really it's both. But I think the responsibility is on the therapist to be able to recognize that things are getting better with the patient. And you know, and there are times for the psychotherapist, yeah, this is when someone's starting to get better, the therapy gets easier. And so there's a temptation to look forward to this sort of air quote easier patient because things are getting better. It's more, it takes less emotional energy to sit with someone like
that. Yeah, but when it comes to your profession and your bottom line, I can see where that might override your thinking as a psychotherapist as well. And so I do believe that it's incumbent upon the patient to take some responsibility there to understand that he or she is getting better and that maybe it's time to move on.
Well, that's also part of the treatment. It is helping them to be able to move on and helping them to, you talk about the end of the therapeutic relationship as it is, and how this is a good thing. This is a rebirth. This is a renaissance for them.
Would it be smart, or is it even possible to, when you have a new patient, to understand, first of all, why they're there to see you, to say, this is going to take 10 sessions. This is going to take 20. I'm not sure when you'll be better. Could you forecast that for them?
Another great question, Lucianne. And this is where I have a problem with managed care, because I'm talking about your health insurance, because they'll say things like, well, this should take this many sessions, which is another reason why I don't take insurance. I don't like that. This process is going to take whatever the process is going to take. And as I said before, very often someone will come in with a presenting problem or a presenting issue, and that really isn't it. It's something a little deeper, but that's what they're allowed to bring in. And maybe even just their own unconsciously, they don't even recognize that that's not the real issue. So it takes a bit to really figure out what's there. So to me, the process takes as long as it takes.
What you're telling me, though, is psychotherapists are not infallible.
Well, sadly, yeah, I guess that's what you make me say that. Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Well, and I think, again, just like anything else that we are a consumer of, we need to have responsibility for what we are buying and you know, it's our life. And I think that maybe is even in indicates a chance that you have of a healthy life, being able to discern those kinds of things.
Sure. And I think that people should understand too, that there may be a part of therapy. There probably will be if you are really needing to come in, where you do rely on the therapist. You will rely on them for a little while, but that shouldn't stretch on into, you know, in infinity. That should not be the case. You should be getting stronger, but yeah.
All right. Good question today. Is it help or a crutch, psychotherapy? Frank Rubino, psychotherapist. What an honest guy he is, putting himself out of work there. He practices out of Plymouth, Michigan, and you can find out more about his practice by Googling Frank Rubino, R-U-B-I-N-O, and Psychology Today, where he has a landing page. Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Lucianne.
This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.